Episode 6, Florence and La Bella Figura.
If you've ever been shot at in Sicily, dined at her by the water's edge on the sun-drenched Isle of Capri, done business on the strangest of Italian towns, been banged up in Rome's infamous jail, wept at a much-loved matriarch's funeral, and been marched out of St. Peter's by the Swiss Guard. If you've ever savored the brilliance and diversity of Italian cuisine, been overwhelmed by their art and architecture, sold 10,000 rugby shirts to Italian fashion houses, and finally, grammatically escaped from using the infinitive and arrived at the conditional, then there is most certainly an intriguing tale to be told. You're listening to Italia 77.
At this point in time, in the United Kingdom, the Conservative Party chooses its first woman leader in Margaret Thatcher. The popular late-night sketch show in America, Saturday Night Live, airs for the first time on NBC. UK inflation continues to spiral out of control, reaching 24.2%. The price of petrol increased by nearly 70% in 1 year.
I have recently returned from a year in the UK promoting the wine exporting business, and I'm living in the magnificent city of Florence and coaching Rugby Prato nearby, thus dovetailing with Dick, who's working Rome and the South.
Ian is walking along Via dei Bardi in Florence one day when an interesting situation arises. Crossing the road is a chap dressed rather well with the obligatory pair of sunglasses, a cigarette in the corner of his mouth, jacket draped across his shoulders, and girlfriend tucked in alongside. In the distance is an open-top convertible driving down the road in their direction. In the car is also a good-looking driver, sunglasses dipped slightly downwards, one hand on the wheel, the other dangling languidly out of the window, and yes, a cigarette in the corner of his mouth too. Accompanying him, to balance up the teams for our impending confrontation, is his glamorous female companion. What would happen in England would be the couple crossing the road would speed up slightly, and accordingly the driver would slow down a little, providing an elegant and sensible solution. However, displaying confidence and swagger with his imaginary manhood under threat, the pedestrian, like a cool bluff in a poker game, walks slightly more slowly. And the driver, keen not to be seen to back down from this showdown, especially in front of his girlfriend, slightly speeds up. The pedestrian, no doubt, anticipates being seen as a stylish matador, fooling the bull-like convertible with a wave of a metaphorical cape, as he performs a stylish pass with onlookers shouting, "Olé!" Sadly, the illusion is shattered when he stumbles, and as he falls, he drags his girlfriend onto the pavement. Simultaneously, the driver chickens out and brings the car to a screeching, skidding halt, with his passenger's sunglasses flying onto the pavement. Then it starts. Screaming, shouting, and offensive hand signals to amplify this complete and utter loss of cool. The shambolic scene continues as they pick themselves up from the pavement, and the matador offers a classic, offensive salute known throughout all of Italy. Whilst the car moves slowly away, the elegant lady passenger, surveying her broken sunglasses, stands up and shrieks, "Meri mortacci tua!" The epithet a dead giveaway that she's nothing but a backstreet girl from Rome. What you have seen in this scenario was La Bella Figura in action, albeit that this time it turned out badly. Indeed, it became a Brutta Figura. Bella Figura can mean a variety of things, but literally it is interpreted as the fine figure. But at its heart is how one looks and how one carries oneself in such a way as to make the best possible impression. Essentially, it is how you present yourself to the world. Beauty and fine form are held in great esteem in Italy, and it shows. La Bella Figura can be many things. In Rome, you have the Via Veneto, one of the grandest streets in Europe. But in reality, it is nothing more than the enlargement of the main street in any small Italian town. At aperitivo time, people in the cafes on both sides of the road want to see and be seen. It is a show, a spectacle. It could be an elegant lady tossing a silk scarf round her neck and putting her Fendi handbag on the table, or the casual, stylized way her escort, who may be her husband, might light his cigarette. Once, sitting in a bar on the edge of Piazza Navona, I was able to view the side street and watch the young men preening their locks, adjusting their shirts and jeans before making their entrance to the square, as if from the wings of a stage, to the greatest theatre of all, to star in their own one-man show. This practice of bella figura is for some reason rooted in Italian DNA. During our Italian adventure, we have seen skilled proponents of this art, the best-dressed garbage men on the planet in Capri, strutting soccer players on the beach in Forte dei Marmi, our scrum half blacking his bootlaces for his girlfriend's approval, the visual reassurance obtained from the myriad mirrors in extravagantly lit Roman nightclubs, not forgetting the sharply presented men in uniform, the carabinieri, the polizia stradale, the naval officers and the bersaglieri with their plumes, and I simply defy anyone to point out any better-dressed bus drivers in all of the world. In Florence, there is the epic Sunday morning passeggiata. After taking an espresso and before buying some nicely packaged pastries for Sunday lunch, there is the walk. This is not just any old constitutional. This is more of a senior catwalk past some of the most famous fashion stores in the world. The departure point is the beginning of Via Calimara at the Ponte Vecchio end, then on past Bar Gigli, where you can salute your fellow Fiorentini in and around Piazza della Repubblica. Next, a right turn down Via Speziale. Why? Well, because you're special, and so are your fellow travellers on this jaunt. Doing an about turn, one now heads back to the river along Via Calzaiolo. Importantly, as a finale, passing Piazza Signoria gives you the most wonderful opportunity to show scruffily dressed tourists sitting in nearby bars just what real fashion looks like. The interesting thing about this event happens when the seasons change, thus giving the walkers the opportunity to display their newly purchased fashion items. Occasionally, sartorial impatience is displayed when on a warm Sunday in September, the over-eager participant has jumped the seasonal gun and arrives sweating profusely in a cashmere sweater matched with a loden coat. It's not all about dressing up, though. One evening, Ian was sitting in a busy restaurant in the centre when a diner seemed to faint. The panicked owner shouts out, "Is there a doctor here? C'è un medico qui!" At which point a serious man stood up and said, "Sono medico, I am a doctor." Within a split second, the famous scene from Spartacus was reenacted when an unlikely chap stood up and said, "Sono medico!" Then another, "Sono medico anche io!" And then yet another. Geez, one would hope the hospital doesn't get busy tonight, because all of the doctors in Florence seem to be in Anita's restaurant. The point here is that il medico is a coveted position in Italian society. An imposter might be prepared to sacrifice possible humiliation for that one second when the crowded restaurant would view him with the respect that he feels is his due. In another vein, we seized upon an additional product line from England with a relatively new phenomenon of quality wool sweaters with carefully embroidered emblems on the left breast. The embroidery is very particular and normally represents a club badge or logo, which can be anything from a golf club, a rugby club, university or association, whatever. It reflects a particular type of a rather suburban middle-class British male who's taken his daredevil, cavalier fashion instincts to the absolute limit. In awe of tradition and just about any type of intricate crest, the Italian male views it as a British establishment fashion statement. Stop sniggering. This is true. Needless to say, we were first onto this bandwagon. How could you beat the sight of a posing Italian dude sitting in the Café de Paris on Via Veneto, smoking his cigarette through his third and fourth fingers, whilst wearing a sweater boasting the crest of the British Society of Gastroenterologists? It is important to understand that there are two other strains of DNA in this complicated Italian characteristic. Rather than just the superficial poseur type that I have chronicled, there are the refined and cultivated gentlemen of this world who carry their wealth and classic style subtly and with no flamboyance, presenting only an elegant and sophisticated demeanour. And then there is the average Romano or Fiorentino who just goes about his business looking well-dressed and comfortable with it. Whatever DNA strain of la bella figura one has been assigned, there is always the assumption that your actions will be fully noticed and fully appreciated by others.
Italia 77 was devised, written and introduced by me, Ian McAllister, and read by Richard Greenwood, who also contributed to the writing. It was recorded and produced by Tom Allam and Nigel Heath at La Cucina Studios, London, and edited by Stu Smith, Nigel Heath and Jamie Allen. If you've enjoyed the show, please hit the like button, subscribe and consider leaving a review. Italia 77 is a Zacuti production.